The Apostle Paul tells us that all the earth can share in those blessings. He speaks of something called a gospel, which is the good news concerning the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. And he tells us that that gospel was preached to Abraham. He says the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Well, what was preached to Abraham? This thing called the gospel that was preached to Abraham. Well, if we go back to Genesis, the promise was made to Abraham from God when God said to Abraham, lift up now thine eyes and look in every direction, northward, southward, eastward and westward, all the land that thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. That's what was preached to Abraham. He's promised the world. That's how all nations are going to be blessed, because we can inherit the world. Now you might ask, if it was promised to Abraham, how can we inherit the world? And that's explained for us in Galatians. We can become Abraham's seed. You see, this world was promised to Abraham's seed, and if we wish to inherit that promise, we need to become Abraham's seed. Now, we haven't got on the screen Galatians 3 and verse 16, but Galatians 3 verse 16 tells us that primarily the seed of Abraham is the Lord Jesus Christ. But in verse 27 it says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, the seed, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, neither male nor female, you're all one in Christ. And if ye are Christ's, in brackets, because he is Abraham's seed, then we become Abraham's seed. And if we are Abraham's seed, we are heirs of that land that Abraham was promised. And that's how God is going to fill this earth with his glory. Because Abraham's seed is going to have the character of God, and those people are going to inherit the earth. The Bible does outline for us a glorious hope, a hope that is based on a firm foundation, that God is actually one, that he has sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Abraham's seed and heirs of an eternal promise, and that we can actually be involved in that eternal promise. And hopefully that has encouraged all of us that we might look at those things a bit more deeply to see how we can be involved in those things.